Welcome to the Multiverse of Movies. My name is Adam Aaron.
And I'm Jacob.
And today we're going to be talking about one of the worst movies to come from the Marvel movieverse.
Yeah, Marvel Cinematic Universe.
And I don't know how to even start talking about this thing. It was terrible. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about the disaster that was Morbius.
I'll start off with just the plot of the movie and just how that went. So,
but no spoilers, right? No spoilers.
Well, light spoilers. Okay. There's some point, like, I won't spoil like the big ending very much.
To be fair, I don't think anyone's gonna see this anyways. Yeah, so, yeah.
So the movie starts off. We're skipping the beginning of the movie because it mostly is just used to like tell the backstory of the two kids with this blood disease and, wow, they're friends. That's pretty much all it says. But long story short, both of them have a blood disease that makes them weaker and they need crutches. Fast forward 25 years to the present day, and we see Michael Morbius, the amazing doctor, on stage, ready to accept a Nobel Prize. And he doesn't. He doesn't want to take the Nobel Prize. He says, screw that noise, I'm not taking it. And the reason, we actually aren't really told. We move on to then see Morbius working with some bats. He captured a lot of vampire bats and is working with their DNA to try and find a cure for his blood disease.
I mean, it's all logical. He's a vampire. I hope that he works with the bats, because how else would he get this disease?
Well, yeah, they don't even really mention what kind of disease he has. It just, or at least that I know of. But it moves on. He tells his friend Milo. He tells his friend Milo about his project that he's working on with the bats. And technically, it's not really legal, you know? So he needs funding for it, and he can't really get it through conventional means. So they decide to, him and his doctor from when he was younger, decide to fund his somewhat illegal experiment. He decides to do this over international waters so that they can avoid silly things like laws. And the experiment turns out to be a success.
Surprisingly.
Surprisingly, I know. But not for long, because there seems to be a major setback, and it's that he becomes extremely violent and turns pretty much into, like, a vampire almost immediately and kills all the mercenaries on the ship. And when he realizes what he's done, he jumps overboard and swims away to do whatever the hell he's going
to
do.
I have to say, that was probably one of the worst exits that could have happened in a Marvel movie.
It was very much the least
just
dramatic.
Jumped off a ship, swam.
Yeah. And he then discovers, once he's testing out, like, what the hell just happened to him, he finds out that with the help of blood, he uses synthetic blood at the beginning, the blood that he designed, that he was going to get a Nobel Prize for, to sort of sustain himself, and that gives him powers. It gives him strength, speed, echolocation, and for some reason makes like the bats accept him as one of their own.
Probably one of the worst. That's the Aquaman of Marvel right there. He's got the power to summon bats.
The bats are like, hey, yo, you want us?
I just didn't like the movie. Man, it was terrible.
And for some reason, that fact is relevant one singular other time in the movie, but it's important. Eventually, the FBI, though, because they're involved with this, they're catching on to him. They're like, okay, we gotta stop this guy. We have to put an end to this vampire guy. And so they catch up to him after the death of an innocent nurse, and he blames himself for it because he thinks, did I do this? Am I not able to control myself? And so he gets caught and he gets put into prison. Milo visits him. And he's like, he's pretty wealthy. I think he's a lawyer in the movie.
I don't remember. I didn't really pay attention after the...
Yeah, there were a lot of details that were just sort of like thrown in there pretty loosely. But he's like, I could help pay you to get out of prison. And Morbius is like, no, like, I think I'm too much of a danger. I don't think that I can be trusted out there. And then the big plot twist that no one saw coming is that Milo leaves and he doesn't need his crutches. And Morbius puts it together in his head. He's like, oh, he must have taken the same cure that I took. And now they're both vampires because they both had the same blood disease. And it was a whole fighting scene that they had where they're like, give me the cure. And Morbius is like, no, it's too dangerous. You can't handle it. And Milo's like, yes, I can. And that was a whole thing. So Morbius breaks out of prison. And no one is able to capture him, you know, because he just...
Because he's a vampire, you know.
He just breaks through a wall and they're like, oh, what?
Basic Marvel logic. You can't catch someone after they break out of prison. Yeah, that should have been obvious.
And so he goes out to try and stop Milo. And he explains the situation to his obligatory love interest because, you know, in a movie like this, there has to be a love interest. And
it was unnecessary to have a love interest.
It really was. It didn't feel like it. It felt more like a side thing.
Yeah, it was more of like a side character. They didn't need anything to do with Morbius' love life. They could have made this movie 10 times better than it already was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, actually, I shouldn't say was, because it wasn't good to begin with.
They could have just made it better.
Yeah, 10 times better.
And he starts making like an antibody that will stop the vampirism and... He makes two because he's like, if I can't be trusted, make sure you use this on me. And it's like really, really deep and really like shows how complex his character is.
It was kind of corny. It really that line was really corny.
In case I become Berserk Count Chocula, please inject this in me.
Count Chocula.
And then a bunch of like really small, insignificant scenes kind of happen where he's like working on the cure. And it's... So after that, a bunch of small... pretty insignificant stuff happens leading up to like the final big twist at the end. And eventually Morbius meets up with Milo. I'm not going to spoil too much here, but needless to say, it wouldn't be a Marvel movie if the guy the title is named after died in the pilot movie. So
I just didn't like the opinion that I had on it. I could not stay the full movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't. I think I left even before the post-credit scene. And speaking of which, it didn't make any sense to the movie. Had no significance whatsoever.
It was pretty strange.
It was very. But I didn't like the movie in general. They could have made the movie 10 times better. You know, I mean, I said this earlier, but, you know, you have this Marvel movie, and you're making the first movie of Morbius. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have made it this bad. They knew it was bad. Clearly, they knew it was bad. But they put it out anyways.
Yeah, it felt very rushed, I think. At the very end, at the beginning, it more felt like a historical doc where it was just really like telling, going really in depth and like the long panoramic shots, and it was hard to pay attention. And then it got into the action, and it almost felt goofy because the characters had barely been built at that point, and they're saying all these lines that like, you know, to a character that's more developed would be like, oh, that's like a cool line, but these characters, we barely know anything about them, and they're saying all these things, and the visual effects almost make him look goofy a little bit, too.
I mean, mind you, Jared Leto did a good job as Morbius, but I don't know. They should have chose someone else, in my opinion.
Yeah, and that's... In total, with everything in mind, Adam, what would you say from, like, 1 to 10, 10 being the best movie, 1 being the absolute worst movie, what would you rate the movie?
See, I wouldn't rate it a 1, because... It wasn't that bad. I know a lot of people say, oh my god, Morbius was terrible. It should have been such a better movie. But in my opinion, it wasn't so bad to be a 1, so I will give it a 3 out of 10.
I'll say, honestly, as far as movies go, if you didn't know anything about Marvel and their capability, it was pretty decent. But knowing that it was a Marvel movie, I have to go with like a 4.5. It didn't display their best capabilities in terms of filmmaking. And that's about it. So we've given our official review for Morbius, and man, that was a roller coaster. We'll see you next time in another multiverse here on the Multiverse of Movies podcast.